Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
New this hour in our coverage of the coronavirus pandemic in Michigan, some local health organizations are teaming up to help meet the demands for coronavirus testing. Let's check in with WWJ health reporter Dr. Deanna Lights. Deanna.
Brooke, as we've been reporting, throughout Metro Detroit, there are long lines of cars at healthcare facilities with patients wanting to be tested for the coronavirus or COVID-19. Now a group of healthcare systems are teaming up and planning to use the old state fairgrounds at 8 Mile and Woodward as a drive-through testing clinic. We know Henry Ford Health System will be one of the organizations, and we're hearing the Detroit Medical Center and Trinity Health may also be involved. Details are expected this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Stay with WWJ for the very latest. Reporting live, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
Domestic violence shelters feeling the impact of COVID-19. We get those details live and local from WWJ's Ron Dewey. Good morning, Ron.
Yeah, good morning, Brooke. A 25% jump in the number of calls to the hotline at Turning Point Macomb and Mount Clemens from people who say they feel locked in with their abuser under the stay-at-home order with no place else to turn. Turning Point CEO Sharman Davenport says many feel caught between a rock and a hard place.
We are at about capacity, but I think that because of this pandemic, you also have people who are afraid to leave their home. You know, and to go into an unknown situation, you know, for themselves and their children.
Davenport says the coronavirus is creating new challenges for her organization, but she says the shelter is still offering counseling and help and shelter if needed at 586-463-6990. Live and local, Ron Dewey, WWJ News Radio 950.
As local healthcare providers continue to be stretched in response to the coronavirus outbreak, officials at Oakland University are offering to help with patient care overflow that some say could soon happen. More details from WWJ News Radio 950's John Hewitt.
Oakland University President Dr. Orhersh Peskovitz says they have already discussed turning vacant university dorms into isolation areas for those who have become infected with the coronavirus but are not ill. Or possibly in a worst-case scenario, the university's basketball arena could be converted into a mobile hospital.
I hope we don't get to that point, but I do think that it's very important for all of us to think ahead and we just want to be prepared and to offer the physical facilities.
Peskovitz says university parking lots could also serve as drive-through testing sites. In her words, it's all about trying to contingency plan for the unexpected. John Hewitt, WWJ News Radio 950.
Wayne County Executive Warren Evans and TCF Bank's chairman have announced a new low-interest loan program for small businesses being hit hard by the pandemic. WWJ City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas.
The details just announced during a telenews conference with TCF Bank Chairman Gary Torgo and County Executive Warren Evans.
Loan applications will be able to be taken today, both online and by telephone. And hopefully money will be able to be dispersed to those who qualify within a week, which is critically important to a number of small businesses that are just barely holding on now.
And Torgo says the low interest loans will be available to businesses with 100 or fewer employees and less than $1 million in annual revenue. You can apply at tcfbank.com or chemicalbank.com. Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
Some recently unemployed people are struggling just to start the process of receiving state benefits. This is what happened when we tried to call the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency. And Ron from Chesterfield Township, who was laid off on March 19th from his auto supplier plant, didn't fare much better.
I was getting busy signals. Now I've been getting either nothing or a recording saying, this line is up to capacity. Try your call again later.
He has been trying for hours, still nothing. The phone number for the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency is 866-500-0017. It is official. The Detroit Regional Chamber says the Mackinac Policy Conference will be postponed until August as a result of the coronavirus. The conference usually takes place after Memorial Day, but it will be held from Monday, August 10th to Thursday, August 13th this year. Chamber leaders say Michigan will need the Mackinac Policy Conference more than ever after the coronavirus pandemic to help chart its future, and the August dates provide a great opportunity to reemerge and have robust discussions about rebuilding a stronger Michigan. The agenda is set to be announced this summer.